Our gospel lesson this morning is from John, the 14th chapter, the first 14 verses. Jesus is meeting with his disciples in the upper room. And as they're about to depart, he's saying this to them. So listen for God's word to us. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, "But Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do not know him, and you have seen him." Philip said to him, "Oh, Lord, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father who dwells in me does his works. But if you do not believe, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Here we are on the fifth day of Sunday, and it's Mother's Day. Again, we wish each family God's blessings on our mothers. We have all had our own stories about mother, and we can be thankful to God for the one who brought us into the world. Now, let's look at how the lectionary leads us back to the upper room, to the night before the death of our Lord, where Jesus was having his last opportunity to be with the disciples before the events of that fateful day. Don't you just love the picture that Jesus paints with his words in this dialogue with his disciples? Jesus is hours away from the arrest and crucifixion, but here he takes the time to reassure his dearest friends. He even becomes their servant as he washes their feet. What is ahead of them all is almost unbearable to think about. Betrayal, fear, pain, and then death and separation. Jesus knows that, even if his friends don't yet. Jesus knows that he soon will be leaving them. And the words that Jesus says to them are more than just words. They are gifts of comfort and hope that sustains them in the difficult hours and days to come. Do not let your hearts be troubled, Jesus says. Your heart has probably been troubled before. You can't sleep, you can't concentrate, you can't eat. But Jesus reassures them and reassures us. No matter what is happening now, no matter what will come next, do not let your hearts be restless and distressed. For in my Father's house there are many rooms, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. It seems like Jesus is going home. He's going home ahead of his disciples. And when he gets there, he is going to prepare a place for them in his Father's house. We often imagine a great mansion with so many rooms you couldn't count them. The beds will be made. The tables will be set. The moment we walk in the door, it will be familiar. And along with Jesus, we will be home. You all know, and I've told you before, I grew up in Huntington. And while I was there in Huntington, we moved and lived in four different houses during my early years. When Connie and I got married, we left Huntington and we moved to St. Albans, Hurricane, Roanoke, Point Pleasant, and finally back to Huntington. In each of those places, we felt at home. You all have been familiar with the surroundings that you have in your homes, the smells, the colors, the arrangements. All of these things kind of give us comfort. You could go away on a trip or away for business, but you always knew that when the roads brought you back, you were home again. When Jesus says that he's going to his Father's house, we tend to picture our own house, only bigger and better, and up in the sky somewhere. And we're sure that we've never actually been to heaven, so we will certainly, most certainly, cannot know the way to some place we have never been. But we, along with Thomas, misunderstand. When Jesus refers to his Father's house with all its many rooms, he's talking about going home. But he's not talking about just any place at all. Not a place. In fact, I would venture to say that Jesus is not even talking about heaven. At least, not the heaven as a place. That may surprise some of us, or even trouble us, since most of the time we hear this text read at funerals. But this conversation is not about death so much as it is about the beginning of a new way of living. Jesus responds to Thomas and the others, "I am the way, the truth, the life. None of you can come to the Father except through me." It's the same answer that he gave earlier in the gospel to Nicodemus and to the woman at the well. I am the new life. I am the living water. I am the way. It was not and is not about where you go when one dies. It's not about getting somewhere. It was about being a person who is willing to walk the way. When Jesus says that He is the way to the Father, He is talking first about a relationship with God. Jesus is opening up a new kind of relationship with God to His disciples and to all who choose to follow Him. He invites us into the kind of relationship that He has with God. This God is not a superpower far off in the distance. This God is as close as your family, as close as those who share your bloodlines and know your whole history. Jesus is offering us a chance to be known through and through and to be loved through and through. And in turn, Jesus is offering us the chance to know God and share our lives, all of our joy and all of our sadness, our disappointments and our successes, if we choose to walk in the way. We choose to live in constant relationship to God and to each other. It is not a place from which we come and go. It is not some place we strive to get to, nor something we might someday lose. It's not that kind of a home. Instead, it is the kind of a home that finds you and which is with you no matter where you go. So whether you have wonderful memories of a place called home, or if you have never felt at home anywhere at all in this world, through Jesus, you can truly find your way there after all. Jesus speaks of God as the one who makes home, home. There is a study that focused on children who lived through the bombings of London during World War II. It revealed that the children who stayed with their parents in bomb shelters generally fared better than the children who were sent away to the country to a safe home. In the bomb shelters, they had no comforts at home. They lived with the real fear that their houses and everything familiar to them would be destroyed as the bombs fell around them. But they could withstand that terror and trouble much better because they were with the ones who loved them and that they knew that they were loved. They were, in a real sense, home. Jesus knew what He was talking about when He said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Jesus knew that the disciples would be troubled. We do not have to face what the disciples did in those days of crucifixion, but most of us have experienced some kind of terror. A body or of an emotion or of a spirit. And all of us know the pains of goodbye, the heartache of separation, the sinking feeling of being lost or left behind. Our hearts do become troubled at those kinds of times, and we become restless. Like Thomas, we constantly worry that we do not know the way, that we do not know where we are going. But it is in moments like these that we need to remember Jesus' words of comfort and hope that have the power to sustain us. We must not underestimate the power of God's words. Remember, it was by speaking a word that the whole creation came into being. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I am the way, and by me you know the way home. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for home. Lord, we thank you also for mothers, and we praise you for our homes. We thank you for our home with you. Lord, give us your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.